Let's talk a little bit about your team. Obviously, you're very active in free agency. Bruce Irvin, Reggie Nelson, love the signing of the safety. You get Osemele in there. That's going to bolster the offensive line. And I think this guy has been an underrated corner for quite some time when you look at Sean Smith. And just talk about how active your team was in free agency, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, Reggie did a nice job of going out and we worked collectively to identify some guys that we thought fit our program and what we're looking for. And, Bruce Irvin also coming down from Seattle. And these guys, they're big, they're long, they're athletic. They bring temperament. It's a good group that we've added. And, we had so many holes when we got here 16 months ago, and we've worked hard to fill some of those holes and make ourselves more competitive. And, now we just continue to grow and develop and working the guys that are here and, trying to surround ourselves with as many good players and a great competitive atmosphere. And that's how we've just been attacking it, so we're just kind of busy at work doing that right now as a team, trying to come together and understand, all the work that you do now on the fundamentals and, the things when nobody's looking, that's what makes the difference for us.
Could I touch on that, Coach? Because it seems like a lot of teams are, apprehensive to get on the field too early. I mean, your thoughts, because ultimately you do have to get on the field and practice to get better at honing your craft. Are you apprehensive at all to get the players out on the field to get the work done that you need done?
Well, not really apprehensive. I think we have a pretty solid approach. We spend a lot of time, whatever time we're allotted, being able to meet and walk through and teach and talk. This is a really important time of year for the conditioning component. We work hard at that. We've got a terrific strength staff and teaching our guys, how to train, how to recover. How to activate prior to training and all those types of things and how to take care of their bodies and eat right and do all the things you need to do now if you're going to be a real professional. So this is a very valuable time. In particular, not just the veterans coming back each year, but with the rookies now that, you're trying to integrate into your program and have them understand how you do things. And it's a very valuable time.
Jack, I'll take the three kids on defense. Jimmy can get to the offensive guys, but Carl Joseph in the first, Jihad Ward, who we had at the Senior Bowl, the Illinois kid in the second, and Shalik Calhoun, who's Jimmy's guy from Michigan State. I could see all three guys, playing a pretty important role for you this year as time goes on. Maybe not right away, but certainly as the season rolls on. A little something on all three kids.
Well, yeah, they're all going to play for sure this year. How much, and how impactful they are, that'll be up to them and what they earn. But we have designs on getting them all plenty of opportunity, and we think they have talent. Starting with the first pick, Carl Joseph, he was as much fun on film to watch as really anybody coming out this year. Really instinctive player. Does a great job anticipating, the quarterback, where he wants to go with the ball and getting himself in position to make plays. And he's a playmaker. And then this is a guy that'll go over and strike people. This is a really active guy. It will have some pop to him. So we really like him. And he's mending right now. He's got a knee injury that he suffered last year and early in the season that, he's making significant strides, and our doctors checked him out. We feel really good about where he is and where he's going. Jihad Ward is a really active defensive lineman. He was a former wide receiver, basketball player, athletic kind of guy, and he really moves well. I mean, I think he's got a chance to be a pretty good player. He's kind of a quiet kid, a little bit like Amari Cooper, in that he's fairly quiet, pretty serious, not a real jokester. I mean, he's pretty serious about what he does and really like him. And then Shalik Calhoun, who, by the way, yesterday in our rookie golfing event, they won the playoff at the end of the day. There was a playoff, and he had the award-winning drive and putt to win the competition. So his team's pretty fired up for him right now. But he's a good football player. We think he can play, either defensive end or outside linebacker, and we'll probably get a little time at both in our system. And we like him as part of the rotation, coming after the quarterback.
Did you hear that, Pat? We minor in golf at Michigan State. I've told Pat that for years,
Coach. I majored in golf.
But actually, most of those guys was their first time ever having a golf club in their hand. But we just,
I feel bad for the course, Jack.
We just want to introduce them to the game, and show them there are things out there you can do with your spare time that are somewhat productive.
Well, it is worthwhile, and it does take care of their bodies, that's for sure, Coach. And it sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. I want to get to, you've always been known for having tough defensive-minded teams and just how you want to play. And it really just seems like everybody in that Oakland Raiders locker room is really buying into it. And I just go over some statements from one of your star players in Khalil Mack, and he says, yeah, we can be every bit as good as the Broncos defense. And just thoughts when you hear your players aspiring to be that good and their desire to be a winning, dominant football team and how that's really flourishing in the Raiders locker room right now.
Yeah, I think, for me, the number one thing is putting in the work and spending the time and making the commitment. And I think what's occurred is, when you bring in a guy like Bruce Irvin, has been a part of a championship defense in Seattle, and you see he and Khalil competing in drills, individual drills and the way they're leading the group and things like that. Those guys recognize what they're pulling out of each other and what they're demanding of their teammates. I think it's really more about that commitment level and that dedication and that willingness to work and pay the price right now. I think what we talk about is that the only way you can accomplish those great things is by putting in the work. And I think they know they're putting in the work. They know they're doing the things they have to do to give themselves a chance to have special years. So that's really what we're at.
Jack, when I was at the Senior Bowl, I felt Fidel Alexander had a chance to be a pretty good pro. And it's only a week of practice, but there were just things about the way that guy played. When I saw that he was available in the seventh round and you got him, that's not your normal seventh round pick. I'll say that. And I've said it on this show for the last few weeks. That's a steal. That guy has a chance to be good.
Yeah, he's a real heavy-handed guy coming out of coming out of LSU. I mean, you watch him, he moves people. I mean, he's a guy, when there's a combination block and he's involved in it, you're seeing the movement. You're seeing the guy get jolted. And, of course, we like big guys. We like big, powerful men, and he is that kind of guy. And so, we're kind of shocked that he would be there that late. Feel like there's, a lot of upside opportunity there. And, of course, a lot of guys feel that way coming out of the draft. We all like who we got, and we feel like we have a good young class to add to this organization.
Well, it sounds like you were very impressed with Connor Cook. I know he's disappointed where he fell in the draft, but he probably ended up in a great spot there with the Oakland Raiders and can learn from Derek Carr. But just early impressions of Connor Cook, who I think, at least from my standpoint, Coach, he is well-coached at Michigan State. It's pretty pro-ready is my take. I'd like to hear yours on Connor Cook.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think sometimes people get a little carried away with whether it's raising a guy up or knocking a guy down. We think he's a good player. We think he's got a good skill set. Some of the things about growing up, I mean, I've heard worse things about people, that get drafted earlier. He's got an opportunity. It's a perfect situation for him. He does not have to come in here and be the face of our franchise right away. He has a chance to come in here and learn the playbook and become a good teammate and join this organization and do everything he can to help us be a better team by being at his best every day. And that's what we're expecting from him. And in my short time with him, I've been very impressed. I think he's bright. I think he's, I think he's got good movement skill. I think he's got good arm talent, and so he's got good work ethic. And I just feel like it's a perfect situation, in that we're not asking him to come in and be the face of our franchise. That's what Derek Carr is. Derek Carr is our quarterback, so he can come in and really take his time to learn. And we have Matt McGloin, and so it's a really strong room there. And so I feel really good about having those three young men at that position.
Jack, last one for me. On this radio show, today's a great example. I would say 50% of our conversation with the listeners who become the callers is the Raiders going to Vegas. Now, how do you keep that as the head coach, not in the equation with your guys? I mean, they can't help but hear about this stuff all day long.
Well, I'm an East Bay guy. I grew up here in Hayward. We're going to Warrior games. We're in the community doing our thing. We are the Oakland Raiders right here, right now. And I try to stay in the present. I try to stay in the moment. And I just tell our guys, I really don't talk about it. I mean, if you were to ask anybody, they're not going to say, Coach doesn't even talk about it, because we don't talk about it. Look, we know there are things that are out there, but they don't have anything to do with what we're going to put on the field in 2016. So what we're focused on right here, we're in a tunnel, we're having fun, we're enjoying ourselves every day. We come out here, and our guys just light up this building every day with great energy. And we're just attacking every day with all we have, trying to be as good as we can be right now, right here where we are.
Well, beautiful. Coach, we'll let you get back to doing that then. We appreciate you taking a few moments out of your day, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, guys. All right, Jim, Pat, good talking to you.
Take care, Jack.
Head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Jack Del Rio. Let's hit the break. We'll come back, digest the Oakland Raiders, their opportunities in 2016. Jim and Pat, moving the chain, Sirius XM NFL Radio.